This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Big program coming up on SportsCenter. SportsCenter presents 2020 Heroes, History, and Hope. And a part of the program, Lisa Salter, is one of the big storytellers and best storytellers in our business. He's Jeremy Schapp, and he joins us here on the Michael K. Show. Jeremy, it's Don LaGreca. How are you, sir?
Don, it's great to hear your voice. Happy holidays. Thank you for having me on.
So tell us about this program, because there's a lot to take in, because this was a wacky, wacky year.
Yeah, it's kind of, become a cliche, right, when we talk about this year, and everybody's talking about it now because it's the last few days, and there are a lot of retrospectives, year-enders, and the word is, I think it was the word of the year, something unprecedented.
Right.
There was so much tragedy and there was so much suffering and grief. And, our job here was to create a show over the course of 3 hours that reflects the realities. And much of it is grim, right? But also tells inspirational stories about those heroes this year, about those figures in sports, on the sports landscape, who have given us hope as we head into 2021. And really was, telling the story of this year is kind of a massive undertaking, kind of wrapping your head around it. And this show, which features work from so many people at the network, so much good stuff. Again, it's a storytelling exercise, and it's a different way of doing the year-end thing. Sometimes you do a top 10, or you just look back at a couple of stories, you just kind of reprise a few things. But these are some really impactful stories, and we're very proud of what the final product looks like.
And it's going to air on Christmas Eve. That's coming up tomorrow, December 24th at 8 p.m. on ESPN. Jeremy Schapp and Lisa Salters will be the host. You can hear from a lot of big ESPN personalities. And the one thing that kind of jumps out to me, Jeremy, is that, it's so dominated, obviously, by COVID and Black Lives Matter. But one of the biggest stories of the year was something that actually happened before March 11th,
right.
And that was the passing of Kobe Bryant.
Right, and that's kind of where we situate ourselves at the beginning of the story, with what happened on that day, which, is one of those moments, again, it's kind of cliche, where you will remember where you were. I remember exactly where I was. I was actually, I was shooting an interview. It was a Sunday, wasn't it, Don? It was a Sunday.
Yeah, sure.
The end of January 26th, I was shooting an interview at the home of Pat LaFontaine out on Long Island, and, doing some in-depth interviews for a show we're doing about Pat's son-in-law and his daughter. And in the middle of this, the news came, and it just took your breath away. And Lisa Salters, who knew Kobe well, as you said, is the co-host of this show, one of the best in the business. She tells the story, too, of being at that first game for the Lakers, home game after Kobe's death and Gianna's death, and that horrible tragedy. And the way the year started with that, and then what we experienced beginning March 10th, 11th, in terms of our awareness in the U.S. of just exactly what we were going to be facing, it's just it's just devastating.
I keep thinking back to March 11th, and that's going to be a date that resonates with all sports fans, right? Because that, to me, was always the beginning of the pandemic. I understand the first positive case was in China in November, and possibly the first case here in the metropolitan area was in New York on March 4th. But that's when it became real. And and obviously what happened with the Jazz, and I was working a Ranger Avalanche game, and the Rangers ended up losing the game in overtime. And I remember when the game ended, Jeremy, and I wonder what your thoughts were that day of where did you think we were going? And 9 months later, is this what you thought it was going to be? Is it better? Is it worse? Like when you went to bed on March 11th with no idea what the sports landscape was going to look like, have the 9 months been positive or negative?
It's definitely, you know, there's been, you know, Don, especially being here in the New York area, you know, being a native New Yorker, seeing the suffering and the death, and the devastation in March and April. It's something I never expected. Obviously, most people never expected to see anything like this in their lifetimes. You know, the Spanish influenza, 1919, 1920, is out of our living memory. Even, you know, the polio epidemics of the late 40s, you know, obviously most of us don't have any memory of that. And this, I do remember thinking, you know, on March 11th, when everything shut down, it's like, boy, all right, you know, maybe this will be 3 months, right, where we have to shut everything down and we have to confine ourselves in large part, you know, to our immediate family and our homes. But I don't know anything. You know, at the same time, if you told me in the middle of April or, you know, after a month of the pandemic that the games would be back, so many of them would be back by, what was it, the end of June, beginning of July, that the NFL would, you know, play this whole season, albeit with a lot of COVID-related disruption, that, you know, there would be the NBA bubble, the WNBA bubble, the NHL bubble. I would not have thought they would be able to pull it off.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, because obviously it's negative because of the sheer numbers of people that we lost and got sick, and there's no positive in that. I mean, like, from a sports perspective, I didn't think there was any way we'd crown champions in sports seasons that were positive. So that's what I'm kind of talking about when I say a positive of – When the Rangers left the ice, I'm like, you know what? All right, we'll see you next year. You know, in the NBA, we're not finishing this year. And I think it just shows that, you know, that from that positive, because I didn't think that was anything that could take place.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
No, and I think you're right. You know, and Mike Greenberg does a nice essay in the show specifically about the return of baseball and connecting it to the return of baseball shortly after 9/11. You know, and we all think back to, you know, that Mike Piazza home run. And how sports has this power. You know, it doesn't change everything. It doesn't make everything that's terrible good again. But in moments where people are searching, you know, for something, sports can help. And I think, you know, in some ways, it did. You know, the return of sports was something people looked forward to. It was something when it arrived that they were able to enjoy, you know, in a safe, responsible way, watching from the comfort of their homes. Even at the end of April, right, the NFL draft, which was the first, like, sports thing in a while, you know, that's the way I remember it anyway, you know, like, big sports thing that was actually taking place, although it's not a game. Mm-hmm. The draft was something at that point in time, especially when things were so dark and there was – there had been so many deaths and the numbers were so frightening and the reality was so frightening. You know, it was nice to think about the draft, something else, right? You know, and it might seem inconsequential and, you know, somebody who lost a spouse or a parent or a grandparent, you know, it's not going to make that better. But there was something, that we find comfort in sports.
And also during all this, just the Black Lives Matter and social justice that, you know, was a long time coming, and just how you were able to deal with that and how that usually it's kind of a little segment, and just how that really touched every single sport.
Look, there's no doubt. To me, you know, in sports, the story of the year, you know, there's sports coming back, set against the backdrop of the pandemic, but the athlete as activist is the story of the year. You know, there was a long period of time, we all know, after the activism of the 60s and into the 70s, when athletes did not put themselves out there for the most part. There were, of course, exceptions. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, for instance, comes to mind. But in the WNBA in the last few years, there has been, you know, so much positive energy in terms of standing up for issues that matter. But in the mainstream over the last few years, we've seen it, you know, not just the WNBA, but NBA athletes, other athletes come forward and say, you know, they want to stand up for what is right, for what matters. And after what we saw this year, Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and the shooting of Jacob Blake, and athletes saying, you know what, lip service isn't good enough. We need action. We need things to change. And we're not taking the court again until they are changing. And then the engagement in terms of voting, in terms of, you know, demanding that arenas be used as voting facilities. All, you know, it was sweeping and it was impressive. And I think it made a difference.
Airing tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN, Heroes, History, and Hope. It'll be hosted by Jeremy Schapp and Lisa Salters. Jeremy, you're one of the best storytellers I know. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with the show. I can't wait to watch it.
Don, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a great Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Amazing, just an amazing endeavor, you know, because so much happened in 2020.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.